a very special person. In addition to being a live music venue, we're also the home to the permanent gallery of the work of artist Roger Dean. Now, I'm sure you realise Roger's work is synonymous with Yes. You can't speak about one without thinking about the other. And just, I mean, I'm sure I'm in very good company here, but, you know, when I say the music of Yes, it's probably the soundscape to decades for some of you. The artwork of Roger Dean is certainly the landscape. So, ladies and gentlemen, please give a very warm welcome to Roger Dean.
Every day. So I'm privileged today to introduce the band. I'm going to give you a little chat about my background. I went to art school in 1961 in Canterbury. I did industrial design. And then 1965, I was in the building next door, the Royal College of Art. And I was in there till 1968, the year Yes started. In 1968, I left college, and my first job was to design the interior, the upstairs of Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club. And from there, he asked me to do some album covers for bands he'd signed. The first band was a rock and roll band called The Gun, and then they were jazz things, and I thought, wow, this is not a bad way to work, I like this. And I went and saw a record company, Phil Carson, and he introduced me to Yes. And so it's 51 years since I've known the band. It's been an unbelievable, wonderful, exciting time. It's 50 years since Post the Edge was designed and recorded. And it's 50 years since I designed the Yes logo. And I probably have done at least 50 versions of it since then. Very much, yes. It has been a wonderful time. There's been a sad moment because 50 years ago I met Alan and he didn't quite make it 50 years to this time. He was at the concert at Crystal Palace, which was in September, so a little less than 50 years. He was a lovely guy. I loved him, I loved working with him. And it's very sad that he's not here tonight. But Yes, I've got a tribute to Alan, which will be on in a moment. So I'm really going to end this now. I'll be back at the front if anyone wants anything signed in the interval or after the show. Thank you very much for coming, and thank you very much for your warm welcome. See you later. Good night.
Thank you. also particularly at the Royal Albert Hall tonight. Thank you. But before we go to Bernard, I'd just like to mention that the tribute you saw at the very beginning of the show means a great deal to us. We hope we can connect with you on the tragic loss of our brilliant drama, Alan Moyer. We'll be off with a song that hasn't been played for 35 years or so, just a mere few years. And that was our special arrangement of the Sunrise of Freedom. But of course, then we played Girls in Disgrace, which was sort of my foot in the door, if you like, with Yes. But before that, of course, Yes have made two brilliant albums with the great guitarist Peter Banks. We'd like to draw from the album preceding the Yes album now for you with a special song from The Time and the Word. We'll be right back. Sam. Chris Allen, myself, were joined by two amazing musicians, Trevor Horn and Jeff Bounce. We're very lucky to have on drums tonight, Jay Shellen.
Thank you. memories of when I performed it with the band on the very first tour I did with Yes, and that was 10 years ago exactly. Thank you, and what a wondrous story it's been.
We'd like to do for you now a couple of new songs from the album we released last October. It's called The Quest.
Thank you.
Album request. First, The Ice Bridge, and that song is called Dare to Know. And now, we're going to close out our set with a song from the Fragile album.
So Thank you.
God, it is a disappointing day for train spotters, right? Yay! But not for a young 9-year-old granddaughter of Jen Lance, called Zinni. Thinks he's having a whale of a time, right?
Thank you.
guys. Thanks for coming down tonight. It's been great playing in the Royal Albert Hall again with you. We'll see you next time.
So show it. Thank you.